5. Ashanti, Kane, and Abel went back to Ashanti's crib to regroup after the hit. They took turns taking showers and changing clothes. Kane's clothes were bloody, so they poured bleach over them and tied them in a plastic bag. When they went back out, they'd find somewhere to burn them. When Ashanti came out of the shower, Kane and Abel were sitting on his couch playing Xbox on his big screen. They looked so innocent, more like the kids they were than the killers the hood had made them. Ashanti was proud of his little recruits. They had been hanging tough for a while, but this had been their first actual murder mission together. They had to be tested before letting them in fully, and they passed with flying colors. If Animal were there, he'd have been proud of Ashanti for picking them to add to his little family. Thinking about his comrade brought a smile to Ashanti's face. When Animal had come back into the picture, it had been like a sign for Ashanti. Seeing his teacher and best friend reminded him of what a real nigga was supposed to move like. It inspired him to carry on the tradition of getting money and making bitch niggas suffer. Losing Animal for a second time hurt worse than the first, but it sparked something in Ashanti. He would ride until they laid him to rest on a cold sidewalk, just as his mentor had. "Y'all niggas cut that video game off and let's hit the streets. We got business to attend to," Ashanti told him.
"Chair, we in the third quarter,"
Abel said, still flicking the joystick. Ashanti turned the game off.
"I said let's go. You too, Dr. Lecter."
He tossed Kane the bag of clothes.
"All right, let's gather up the straps and dip," Abel said.